Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We're starting Klach of Beis, which deals with the Mulach of Melaben. So, as they were going through the process of making the Urias and the Begadim and the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, so they had to take. They were made from wool and from flax together. Some were only wool. Some were a combination of wool and linen as well. And the first step was taking the wool off of the back of the animal's body, shearing it off, and that's the Melach of Gozes. The next step is you have this wool, which has been on the animal's back as he walks through the dirt and through the mud and through rubs against thorns, and who knows what is sitting inside that, the fleece. The fleece is quite dark. It's not white. And the process of cleaning out all of the soil materials which are in there, the dirty materials which are in there, is the process known as melaben, turning it white. So it doesn't mean bleaching it, in the sense of using some type of a chemical to turn the color white. Even though the word melaben means to make it white, it means that because it's so dark, the process of taking out all of the dirt would turn the fleece back to its natural color, which is a form of white. Now the Mishnah Masechet Nagoyim describes the fleece of a newborn sheep as a one of the types of a white, albeit not the brightest type of white, but it's called white. Now this is relevant to Yechos Nagoyim, that the tsaras has to be white. So the goal over here is to get it back to its original state of being. So this process of washing it is considered the malach of malabin, of cleansing. So any process which a person is going to be doing to clean a garment is going to be considered malabin. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara says that the primary way they would do malabin was they would take the garment, they would wet it, and they would rub the sides of the garment against each other, and that would loosen all of the dirt which is there, and then they would rinse it out, and all the dirt would come out. So the primary element of the Malach HaMalabin is the Sheef Shuf process, rubbing one side against the other. And that applies not only to a garment made out of cloth, but even to soft leather as well. Soft leather which got dirty, just putting water on it will not remove the dirt, but by rubbing the sides together, it'll remove the dirt. So that's called Sheef Shuf. The Mora says, however, that when it comes to a garment made out of cloth, besides the aspect of Sheef Shuf, just soaking it alone is considered kibbutz. Shiyus is a kibbutz, and the act of soaking the garment is the kibbutz process. So here we see a point over here, even though we could argue that the soaking is not the final step of the process, it doesn't make it fully clean, but any act of any level of cleanliness which is done through this process goes under the umbrella of the Malach of Malabin. There is a discussion in the Rishonim that we will see when we say Shriyos is a kibbutz. What type of garment are we talking about? A garment which has a specific stain, a garment which just has usage and therefore the water helps clean it out, a garment which is fully clean. Chazal said Shriyos is a kibbutz. Or alternatively, we're talking about, in that we differentiate whether the person is doing it with the purpose of cleaning or the purpose the person is doing it, for example, you have to take a clean towel and you wash your hands. Your hands are full of a lot of water and you dry your hands on the towel. So it's very nice your hands are dry, but now the towel is wet. You wet the towel. So if you hold that the concept of the Malacha of Malabein applies even when the garment is clean, so how would you do that? How would you dry your hands on this towel? You're wetting the towel. So the answer is you're not doing it derech kibbutz. You're doing the opposite. You're doing it derech lichluch. Your goal is to take any dirt which is on your hands and put it into the garment. So the process is not a process of kibbutz, of cleaning, but the opposite is true. One last point in our introduction. The Chayyam is going to mention an idea of that schita, squeezing something out, is part of the Tzorchei Kibbutz. So the two understandings of why squeezing the garment out is considered one of the Lamentes Malachas, a part of the Malachas. And this is to be differentiated from the Schita, which is part of the Malach of Dosh, where there the goal over there is to extract the liquid, to use it, and that's what a person, and therefore that it becomes akin to the extraction of the kernel from inside the husk. Over here, the person's goal is to discard the water. He's squeezing out the water, which will then be thrown out. It's dirty water. But the squeezing process cleans the garment. If there's water inside the garment and the garment is dirty, as you squeeze out the water, you're also taking out some of the dirt which is there as well. And that's one understanding. The Rambam, however, seems to say a different understanding. The Rambam introduces a concept of, it's called Tzarchei Kibbutz. I mean, something which in and of itself is not part of the kibbutz, it's not actually kibbutz, it's not cleansing it, but it must be done for cleansing to take place. You need to dry your garment. After you wet it, you wet the garment and you, for the purpose of cleaning it, you rubbed it, etc. Now the garment is wet. What are you going to do? You're going to squeeze it out. So even if no dirt would be removed in the process of squeezing the water out, since this is a necessary part of the kibbutz process, the Rambam holds it goes into the malacha of mechabes, of malabein, that a person is going to be chayav. The Rambam uses this formula in other places as well. He explains why the Mora says that stirring a pot is considered part of the malach of cooking, because the nature of cooking is when you have a pot on the fire, if you don't stir it, it's going to burn. Now, so what he's doing by stirring it is not causing it to cook more, he's actually causing it to cook less. But that's what a person needs to do to be able to cook the food that should come out tasting properly. So that is considered, according to Rambam, part of the malach of Bishul. So we see this similar idea, that this idea of sarche, something which is a necessary part of the process, even though it itself is not doing what we would call the process itself, that becomes a part of the malacha, according to Rambam, the one is going to be chayiv. Have a good day.